This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We're live.
And we're free.
We're live.
Well, I'm expensive.
Oh.
But you can listen for free over at freetalklive.com or on your favorite radio station. We're on, I don't know, 180 or so radio stations. So Free Talk Live is the name of the show. The telephone number, if you want to call, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's me, Captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Before we go on, I want to say thank you to Steve Smith. Steve Smith is a silver level amplifier. What does that mean? Well, that means Steve likes the show enough, wants to see the show get on more radio stations, get the message of freedom out to more people. Like I said, we're on like 180. We could be on 200, 300, 300, 350. None of that's out of the question. Steve Smith gives us $5 a month to advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live, or AMPS, as we like to call it. You can find out all about the AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com. It's a Patreon type of setup over there. So once you start contributing, there are some little perks, benefits, if you will, of being an amplifier. We only ask for $5. You can give more, and if you do, there's different levels of, you know, perks and stuff that you get for that.
And the captain will read your name on the air.
Yeah,
eventually.
I never actually mentioned that as one of the perks, but one of the things that you get for being an amplifier is that we say things like, thank you to Steve Smith for being a silver level amplifier
right
tonight.
That's why I'm an amplifier, and I've been waiting. I'm just kidding.
Are you an amplifier, really?
I'm not.
No, not on that list.
No. I own amplifiers. I have contributed previously before the Patreon set up, but it was under a different name.
Now I'm amplifying right now.
Now it's sweat equity.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I'm putting the hard work.
Captain does plenty.
Gets
early, leaves late.
Anyway, you can find out more about the AMPS program, amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Steve Smith, for your support. We appreciate you. So we're going to segue off of the fact that there's a new economic crisis and that it's here. The author of this article thinks that things are going to get a whole lot worse. So he says to enjoy these last few days of relative stability while you can, because war in the Middle East will soon plunge the entire global economy into a state of great turmoil. I posted this article to all of our social medias, so if you want to read it yourself, feel free.
I know the article said that interest rates are high right now. They're actually historically normal right now.
Not for mortgages, they're not.
What?
Mortgages are 8%, bro.
Right.
That's high.
No, that's not. Historically, that is not very high.
So I think they just abruptly jumped up there. So
right.
I think that's why people are really like, whoa. But I know one of our neighbors is like, well, who cares? Because we were like, oh, yeah, the interest rate, though. And he's like, who cares? When I bought this house in 1980, the interest rate was like 12 or 14%.
Right.
So.
Yeah, the 80s, I remember,
but the value of the dollar was through the roof compared to today at that interest rate.
Right. But I think rates have been kept artificially too low. Money's been too cheap for Wall Street to get money. Mm-hmm. And now the corporate debt restructuring, they have to restructure debt every 2 years. So during the pandemic, mm-hmm. all these corporations loaded up on debt,
yep.
and they bought it cheap.
Yep.
Well, it's going to come due to being reserviced at a higher interest rate, and they're going to go, "Oh, we can't do that."
Yeah.
And then
let's not forget the corporate I'm trying to remember the term for it. It's all of the office space. That
commercial real estate.
Commercial real estate, yes, thank right. you. All of the office space that has not, you know, since COVID, they're like, oh, well, we discovered we can do all this work from home
yeah,
with all of our people. We don't need to keep this large office. We don't need to pay this lease
right.
anymore. So all of that stuff is about to come due.
And they want to turn those into apartments. So there, it's like, oh, this is perfect for your C40 or 15-minute city. You're right. You just put them all in those high-rise apartments.
Yeah, so that's on the brink as well. Fueling further speculation of a financial collapse.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about on Free Talk Live, you know, a number of hosts have been talking about how it's not a question of when or if, but a question of when. Yeah,
right.
It's not a question of if, but a question of when. Math says that, you know, because we've entered the fiat phase of the empire, that financial collapse is inevitable.
Right.
Open a history book. Every empire in history that has collapsed has had a financial collapse.
And they got to take us to war.
And the financial collapse begins usually soon after they move to completely fiat currency.
Mm-hmm.
When their currency is no longer backed by
has
anything.
Has that happened in the past?
Oh, a bunch of times. Every empire.
I didn't know that. I thought everybody always used like gold or silver or something real.
Go look at Rome, they're like the shining example of turning to fiat currency, right? They had gold coins, but they started shaving little bits off of them and making more coins out of those little bits, but spending them as if they were worth the same amount of money, right? And then eventually,
that really doesn't make sense.
And then
that's
eventually,
like worse than
they
the
started,
dollar.
They started coating things like wood or other metals that weren't valuable at all, or rocks or whatever they could, coating them with gold and then passing those off as gold coins. They really weren't.
Right. It's kind of like original silver coins.
Right.
And then they just put nickel plating and copper. And
right.
Now it's, even the zinc penny.
Yep.
Pre 1982, they were made of 100% copper. So a pre 1982 penny is probably worth about 3 cents right now in terms of copper value.
Yep.
But I don't know. Can I say this? I needed washers.
Oh, yeah.
To put some screws with a washer. Like, the washers are 5 cents. So you just drill through a zinc penny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Use it as a washer.
Use it as a washer.
Yeah, that's,
I remember
that's
growing up, my aunt and her pool, she had, like, the liner. They used pennies. And I remember, like, as a kid, I thought that was the funniest thing. They used it to, like, pin in the pool liner in place. Like, they put it in between,
decorative,
like...
Decorative? Was it structural or was it decorative?
No, it was structural. Well,
like
not really
like
structural,
a shim,
but...
right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, in between the ground. It was an in-ground pool, but in between the ground and the pool liner thing that was...
And be held up by pennies?
Yeah, well, it was just in between, just because it needed a little bit of space, like a little cushion there.
Yeah.
Nice. A little shim.
Yeah.
Penny
yeah.
shims.
Yeah. I bring it up all the time when we talk about pennies, but you could buy a bag full of plastic pennies for $1.29,
yes.
100 pennies for $1.29.
Yeah. I've seen them for more than that. I've seen them for $4 for 100 pennies.
For 100
so
plastic
maybe,
pennies
maybe,
is more expensive than 100 pennies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
this is how ridiculous government money is. So anything you can do, or anything I can do to get out of government money is something that I'm looking very carefully at, and if not already doing. So at any rate, generally speaking, do we have a number two? Got some?
No, I'm looking up the plastic pennies.
Yeah.
A set of 100 plastic coins, $12.99.
$12.99.
That's inflation, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like, here, kid, just have 100 pennies. Right.
You're no kidding,
like,
right?
Put them in a Ziploc or something, right? You know, put a sticker on it. Be like, yeah. Call it fake money either way, right?
Prop money. That's great.
So we do have a number two story tonight. Now, this will sound familiar to some of you who listen regularly on Sunday nights, but near as we can tell, this is a different incident. EasyJet flight canceled because of defecation incident.
Again.
This is a trending, thing that's going on.
An EasyJet flight was canceled and its passengers made to disembark after someone on board the aircraft apparently defecated on the airplane bathroom floor.
Just couldn't make it.
The last one we covered was like all up and down the aisle.
Yeah.
Right. Slightly more contained.
Too,
yeah.
In that article was so funny. Like they were just. It was a mess, and it was like a different points of views of like different passengers and like flight attendants, and they're like, "Oh, it was an explosion! Right. It was everywhere."
It was a biohazard, wasn't it?
Yeah,
like they said,
yeah.
It was a biohazard.
Well, that's why they have to get off. Yeah,
yeah. They turned the plane around in that story, but in this story, apparently the flight was canceled and passengers made to disembark after someone on board apparently defecated on the bathroom floor. The flight on Sunday evening from the Spanish island of Tenerife to London Gatwick had already been delayed by several hours. Aaron Gaidu, a passenger on board, told CNN Travel that the flight had already run into trouble pre-departure when the scheduled plane was switched out for a smaller aircraft, meaning some customers were turned away at boarding. Those who did make it on board 2 hours after the scheduled departure then had to wait on the ground for more than an hour while bags were offloaded because of the aircraft being overweight. As the delay extended, the atmosphere on the packed flight was characterized by suspense and anger, Gaidu said. EasyJet planes, as they are, just aren't very comfortable. It's just a basic seat with okay-ish legroom, so everyone was just a bit tense, he said. Then the pilot finally gave the all clear, and he said that it'll be about 20 minutes until departure, recalled Gaidu. And that's when the incident happened with the defecation.
The incident.
I love that. When I was in doing heavy metal bands in the Seattle area, one of the things we'd say was like, we're interviewed by people, you know, local rags or that kind of thing. They're like, well, tell us about some of the. Well, we can't talk about that because we haven't been let back in there since the incident.
It's the incident.
And they're like, oh, it's the incident. We can't tell you. Yes. Right? It's just this fictitious thing that nobody knows anything about.
The incident.
Yeah. The incident. Anyway, so that's when the incident happened with the defecation. A very uncomfortable experience is the quote. They have a picture of some planes here that are unrelated to anything we've talked about. Gaidu said he was seated in the middle of the aircraft, but saw two passengers visit the front airplane bathroom. Then word spread that someone had defecated on the bathroom floor. An unpleasant smell followed.
An unpleasant.
I don't rate these things. I just read them to you.
Wow.
No one was happy about this situation, said Gaidu. But he says most believe the incident was an accident. I mean,
quote unquote,
like when your kid, you know, wet his pants or whatever. Yeah. I had an accident. Yeah. Like, is this what happened?
This person probably had an accident.
Everyone was being polite to each other. There was no fighting amongst the passengers, he said. It was just a very uncomfortable experience. Obviously, the plane was in an unsanitary state, so they had to get external cleaners out from the airport to clean it. So that's when the stairs reconnected and the cleaners came on to deep clean the flooring.
Wouldn't it be funny if they, it caused a fight? And they're like, who did it? And they're like trying to figure out. And they're like all trapped on the plane until it lands or whatever.
There's a brawl.
Yeah. It was you. It was you, wasn't it?
Mr. Hankey.
You gotta get these turds off my MF'ing plane.
Right, little Sam Jackson in there. Yeah.
According to Gaidu, passengers remained in their seats during the cleaning process.
Yeah.
Afterward, the captain of the aircraft told the plane's occupants they would have to disembark in an announcement captured on video by another passenger, Kitty Streak. That's K-I-T-T-Y, what? Streak with two E's, no A. Who shared the video on Twitter. It was very frustrating, Streak told CNN Travel. We obviously can't prove whether the person simply had an accident or if they had done this out of anger for the delayed flight.
That would be funny.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? You MF-er? You're going to delay my flight? You're going to run a crampy pants? Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? I'll show you.
It's like the whole crapping thing. On your boss's windshield.
Yeah, or desk, like when they quit. Yeah. You know, they leave a we did a story about that once where like somebody did that, but they got arrested, of course.
Yeah.
That's like
what
The Office.
Was the,
show The Office, they did something like that. Did you get that package I left for you?
Somebody was telling
me. Big.
Somebody was telling me a story. You can, this is a thing, where you poop in the top part of the toilet.
It's an upper deck.
Oh, yeah, upper decker.
Yeah, upper decker. That's what it's called. Someone told me that they really did that. They quit their, like, office job that they hated or whatever, and they were like, you know what? And then you don't think to look there, so it just smells.
So I don't recommend anybody doing this, but the proper method of delivering this is... You have to drain the top tank completely. So if you don't know
this?
If you don't know how to do this, I've been told.
Don't ask. All right.
So I've been told.
I saw it on the internet.
Yes, that's what it was. I've seen it on the internet. So what you have to do is you have to drain the tank. Like, it's easy to do if you know how to do it. Like you
flush the plunger, right?
But you get the plunger you push the plunger down before the tank fills.
Yeah.
And then the tank is empty. Then you leave your business in the empty tank and just put the cover back on.
Yeah.
So it sits there and stinks. Right? Because if you do it in the water, it's not going to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The water is going to kind of cover it up a little bit or whatever. So you have to empty the tank first, then take care of your business, then, you know, make sure the tank is empty, then put the lid back on, and then the next person who goes to use the toilet, if there's already water, it might flush or whatever, but it's going to create a thing. And they're like, what's going on? And you've been upper decked.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Would you like to have a disclaimer saying that you do not recommend that you do this at home?
I said that at the beginning, but yes.
Yes.
Your disclaimer applies at the end as well.
Okay, good.
You do whatever you like.
Your mileage may vary.
Now I've got to add to the show notes how to perform
a proper
the upper deck.
Another good one.
But you can't do that on a plane because I think those things, there's no...
No, it's like a space toilet. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the loudest noise ever.
That's why he had to do it on the floor.
Didn't want to flush it. So noisy.
He was like, can't do the upper decker. I'll do the lower decker.
the decker.
The decker. Yeah, just... Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's great.
It was very frustrating, Streak told CNN Travel. We already read that. It was another 30 minutes or so before passengers deplaned, according to Gaydu. He said he was put up at a hotel overnight around a 45-minute drive from the airport before boarding a specially scheduled rescue flight. The following
rescue
day.
Flight.
They could have swam from that island to London. Jeez.
No word
on... How many
on...
hours did they spend on the ground? And like hours and then 45 minutes to a hotel? And
no word on the condition of the bathroom on the rescue flight. EasyJet confirmed the initial delays of flight EZY8054 on October 15th occurred due to safety reasons.
Oh.
Some bags were offloaded to be carried on the next available flight for safety reasons due to the aircraft being overweight. It said in a statement, the flight was subsequently delayed overnight due to the aircraft requiring additional cleaning. The statement continues, we provided hotel accommodation for all customers. However, as there was a limited nearby hotel availability in the area, we also advised any customers who booked their own that they would be reimbursed. The safety and well-being of our customers and crew is blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I really hate these statements. I'm going to read it just so that y'all know.
Like, it's corporate speak.
It's just so... it makes me sick. The safety and well-being of our customers and crew is EasyJet's highest priority. And while this was outside of our control, we would like to apologize to customers for the inconvenience caused.
Your call is important to us.
Yeah.
Please hold.
Yeah, it's kind of like, after NFL football Sunday, all the coaches sound exactly the same.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we needed to do more to score more points, and, we didn't have really good pad level during the game, and, you know, they use all these, like, phrases and euphemisms that every coach uses. If you just watch all the coaches' interviews, like, from any given Sunday, like, all of them, they're all basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Right? And if they're not, then you hear coaches repeat some of that stuff the next week.
Right. Well, it's like getting back to the banks or any business. It's like negative growth. Well, that's a good way of saying that.
Yeah, we're negative
lost money.
We're losing money. It's negative growth.
Negative growth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's corporate speak.
Sunday's flight cancellation follows several recent disruptive incidents involving bodily fluids on board airplanes.
More incidents.
In September, a Delta Airlines flight from Atlanta to Barcelona was forced to turn around after the passenger had
diarrhea.
Explosive diarrhea, I think.
Yes, that's the story we covered. Earlier that month, Air Canada issued an apology after two passengers who were told to sit in seats that hadn't been cleaned properly after being covered in vomit during an earlier flight.
And that's the best part about that is, like, you know how all of the airlines after COVID, they're like, oh, we are extra sanitizing everything. And now you can't even get a seat without vomit on it.
Keeping you safe.
Safety is our first priority.
Yeah. Yeah.
CNN Travel has also reported on an incident on board Air France flight from Paris to Toronto in which a passenger discovered potentially toxic blood and feces left over from an incident from a previous flight underneath his seat.
Another incident. These incidents.
A lot of incidents, yeah.
Yeah. So, are you flying? I don't know.
I'm not flying.
Are you flying? I'm not flying. I don't fly
just because of the TSA.
I have stopped flying since the TSA was invented.
Some places you just have to fly to, though.
But, like, I mean, I did move here, and I did that by flying, right? I put all my stuff in one of these portable on-demand storage containers and shipped my stuff before I left. I sold my car in Seattle, used that for, you know, the travel money and that kind of a thing. And so then I flew out to New Hampshire. So I did fly. I had to go through all the TSA crap. Yeah. And
mail opt out. Did you go through the barbecue scanner?
I did, yeah.
Oh,
and I hate doing it, too, because, I mean, maybe I'm oversensitive. Maybe I expect there to be. But, like, I always feel like I become a little warmer when I get out of that thing. And, like, as I'm putting my shoes on after I get out of that thing, like, my temperature rises.
You just got radiation shot at you. It's
hitting you with terahertz waves that's basically getting a 360 body print of you so that they could use this in malls and
grocery
stores.
So I always have this physical reaction always. I mean, I've done it twice. Right?
Yeah.
So, like,
the
two times I've gone through the barbecue, I've had the same reaction, right? And I did it the second time just to see. Right. All the other times I'll do the opt out and whatever, and, you know, that kind of thing. But, like, I just wanted to see, was I just having a bad health day that day, or, like, it was the same exact symptoms both times. And I was otherwise feeling perfectly fine, you know, no other ailments or anything like that. But getting out of that thing, like, my temperature rose, I felt a little lightheaded, right, you know.
Right.
Maybe I'm oversensitive to things, but, like, that's how I feel every time I go through those.
My temperature rises because I'm usually fighting with them.
Well, okay, but, like,
I love to make
that's
work.
How I, like, justify it. I'm like, well, if I can just harass all these people for harassing me and having a dumb job, it'll kind of make it not as bad.
Right, like,
I like going places. I like traveling. So, like, a lot of the places I go, I'm not going to take a boat to France. You know what I mean? I'm not even going to, you know, drive to Mexico or whatever I want to, you know?
Like a cruise ship. Like,
no.
To, like,
I'm not a fan of cruises.
Know.
Never been on one. Don't want to be on one. Yeah. I don't know.
Get sick on a cruise ship. No thanks.
And, like, back in the day, airplane travel used to be, like, luxurious.
Right.
Yeah.
Full service.
Now it's a chore. You have to get there, like, 3 hours early.
Now it's basically Greyhound in the sky.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up. It's the Sunday Night Edition.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Early Sunday, Egyptian media reported that a second convoy of 17 trucks crossed into Gaza.
On Saturday, the first 20-truck convoy carrying food, water, and medicine entered the besieged Palestinian enclave for the first time since the start of the war. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the U.S. will be deploying more military assets to the Middle East to bolster regional deterrence efforts amid escalating tensions by Iran and its proxy forces across the region. I'm Skip Kelly.
At least 4,000
1,385 Palestinians have been killed in the Gaza Strip since the start of the war between Israel and Hamas on October 7th. 1,756 children and 967 women are among those killed. 180 Spirit Airline flights have been canceled because of issues. The problem was the signs of cracks in brackets on the plane's airframes. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Switch it up a little bit.
It is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk
Live.
On
the BBC. No, it's not.
And Bob's
it's
your
not
uncle.
The BBC. Bob's your uncle.
And Fanny's your aunt.
Fanny's your aunt.
Did they say aunt or aunt?
Auntie? I don't know. That's a good question. Mm. If you're British, 603-283-6160. Do you say aunt, aunt, auntie, anti?
Aunt.
What do you say? I had a song that I wrote in my heavy metal days called Antagonize, right? The word, you know,
Antagonize.
But I changed it to, in one of the printings, A-U-N-T, space, agonize.
Aunt.
Right? As if it were a person right. I were calling out.
Right. Her first name is Agonize.
No, her last name is Agonize.
Oh.
Or maybe her first name is Agonize. Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. You just, you know, she's your mom's sister, and she brings you a lot of grief, and so she's Aunt Agonize, or Aunt Agonize.
Aunt Agonize.
Depending on how you want to pronounce it, so.
Cool.
Yeah. So we covered the number two story.
Of course.
Uncovered.
I cleaned it up.
Yeah, clean it up. I keep talking about heavy metal, so let's move on to this from blabbermouth.net.
Of course.
Steve, I know, knows this band. Are you familiar with the band called Wasp?
Yes.
Very well.
But wait, they are
ASP.
But it's not WASP. It's W period A.
It is.
Yeah.
So what does it stand for?
It depends on who you ask.
Oh. Is that like swag?
Well, it could be like, it's like there's many definitions for the acronym for KISS, right? Like KISS was I think the most popular one is like Knights in Satan's Service, right?
I didn't know that was an acronym.
Well, that's the legend, but what I heard or read, actually a quote from Gene Simmons, was the reason we're called KISS is because they wouldn't print the F word.
Oh, they wanted to call their band?
On the album cover. Yeah, they wanted to call their album, their band, the F word.
Really?
Right, that rhymes with truck.
Right. Yeah.
You know? But yeah.
The label wouldn't, the music industry wouldn't allow them.
Yeah. So they went with KISS instead.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's the legend.
It sounds very Spinal Tap-ish.
So Wasp, I'm trying to remember the ones that I've heard. We are sexually perverted. We are Satan's people or something like that. Wow. Like, there's a whole bunch of different supposed acronyms for it. I'll allow our listeners to go look that up for themselves if they want to know. But he did an interview recently, and Blabbermouth.net posted the interview from, they posted it today, apparently. Blackie Lawless, who's been the lead singer, main songwriter for Wasp for 40 years, maybe.
Jeez.
They've been around a long time. Yeah. In an interview with Metal Shop, Wasp frontman Blackie Lawless spoke about how he was affected by his experience with the PMRC. So back in the 80s, Tipper Gore, Al Gore's wife, started this organization called the PMRC, the Parental Music Resource Center.
Oh, yes. Okay.
More than 3.5 decades ago. And they published a list called the Filthy 15. This list consisted of the top 15 songs they wanted to ban due to objectionable lyrics suggesting, in their opinion, violence, sex, drugs, alcohol, or the occult.
And I remember during the, I don't know if it was a hearing or what it was, but they had Dee Snider talk on it.
That was the hearing.
Absolutely epic.
Frank Zappa actually was sort of the behind-the-scenes coach of all of this.
Which makes sense because he's such like an evil genius, right?
Totally is. And he wrangled up people like Dee Snider and Blackie Lawless to take part in the congressional hearings about this.
I didn't know that Blackie Lawless also like spoke at the hearing. I just saw the Dee Snider video. In the Dee Snider video was right. He was so well spoken. I was very impressed.
Oh, yeah, Dee did a great job.
And you know, like, no one's, I mean, he goes on stage, you know, with the makeup and it's Twisted Sister. Like, you don't expect that from them. But he was very well spoken. And
it
was great.
What sucks about Dee Snider is he did all this stuff to stand up for free speech, particularly in music, to stand up against this obviously political shaming, blackmail, you know, whatever you want to call it, blackballing, right? Attempt at censorship, attempt at taking away your rights to listen to whatever the heck you want to listen to. He did such a great job at that. Fast forward a few decades later when he's all fat and sassy and rich sitting on his ass in his mansion, here comes COVID, and he's all, no, you guys got to mask up.
Go get
it's
your shot.
So many musicians
I'm not
going to
take it with you not getting your shot.
Right?
So many musicians did that. I mean, Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, it's so disappointing.
Total sellout. Rage for the Machine.
Right. So at any rate, the PMRC, which was Tipper Gore's organization, published the Filthy 15, and they petitioned for lyrics to be printed on the album jackets, and they said no one was safe. Heavy metal acts were right there alongside with regular pop stars. AC/DC, Madonna, Motley Crue, Judas Priest, Prince, Wasp, Merciful Fate, Vanity, Def Leppard, Cyndi Lauper, and Twisted Sister all made the Filthy 15 list.
Even really? Cyndi Lauper? Yeah. For what? For what song?
You go look it up. In November of 1985, the RIAA, also a very hated organization known as the Recording Industry Association of America, agreed to put parental advisory explicit lyrics labels on selected releases at their own discretion. So, basically...
voluntary.
Well, somebody said, okay, RIAA, you know, you put these stickers, right? This thing backfired. Like,
yeah, because then that became the cool thing.
It increased sales.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. So, like, if you wanted to sell more records, you put parental advisory explicit lyrics, even if there were none, on your album, and it would sell more than it would had you not put this on.
Oh, so you didn't even have to.
It was voluntary. It was voluntary, but even if you had the cleanest record in the world, you put that on there, people would buy it.
Well, and depending on what genre, right, yeah, and like who your target audience is. If your target audience is teenagers and young adults, then yeah, throw it on there.
So the reason I'm bringing this particular article in today is because what we've heard, Dee Snider's, you know, version of, you know, how it affected him and how he got into it. We've heard Zappa's bit about it. We've heard, I can't remember who else it was, somebody from maybe Judas Priest piped in at some point. But I've never heard anything from Blackie Lawless until now.
I have not.
About, you know, what his perspective was. He says, "We were too young to really understand what it was all about, but they quickly put us in the eye of the hurricane. And then all kinds of bad things started happening. Death threats, getting shot at, and all that," Blackie told Metal Shop. "We became educated very, very quickly. I think I was in Indiana. I think it was Indianapolis. This girl came in to interview me," he continued, and this was like 1987. "She had worked for the PMRC at one point, and she, at the time I was talking to her, was a journalist. And she goes, she brought in a cassette tape, and she says, 'I've got something I need you to hear.' And she played this cassette tape for me, and on it were Susan Baker, co-founder of the PMRC, and a few of the others talking about what their real motivation was. And their motivation was not to get stickers on records. Their motivation was to get Al Gore a platform to then run for president of the United States."
Whoa. Yeah, not surprised.
So this whole censorship of popular music, rock music, heavy metal music, had nothing to do with safety, had nothing to do with them being concerned about your kids' welfare and whether, like, I remember going to this seminar my folks made me go to. It was called The Truth About Rock. It was part of this campaign, and it was a bunch of religious freaks who were like, "My son tried to shoot himself in the head and failed. It blew off half of his face, and it's because he listened to AC/DC.
Absolutely nothing to do with my crap parenting skills."
Right, exactly. So all these parents are jumping on the bandwagon, right? So their motivation was political. Their motivation was to get Al Gore a platform to then run for president of the United States. Because what better way to get attention if you're a political candidate, a Southern caricature, which is what he was, what better way to get attention than to go after an attention getter? I mean, this is McCarthyism. You know, it's no different. Richard Nixon did it, all these witch hunts that went on in D.C. for years, but they come to a generation who's not heard it. So this thing comes around once every 15 years or so. The next generation hasn't heard it. They haven't heard the same old lies that come out of it, so it sounds pretty good to them because it sounds sincere and genuine. The 67-year-old Blackie Lawless added, "Let me tell you something about free speech. I'm part Jewish, I'm part Native American Indian. You can stand on a soapbox and you can talk about how wonderful Nazism is and how you'd like to kill all the Indians out there. I don't care." Well, let me rephrase that. I do care, but I don't want to limit your ability to speak. Because if I do that, then we start going down a dark road. Because you start playing umpire, and then who plays the umpire tomorrow?
Yeah, that is absolutely so accurate.
Right, when the pendulum swings the other way, you don't want to get the, you know, the wrath of that.
Well, and the other piece of it I always say is, if someone is hateful, sexist, homophobic, anti-Semitic, whatever, insert horrible thing here, I want to know. Yeah, post that on your Facebook, on your Twitter, say these hateful things, because I want to know to stay away from you.
Right.
You know?
And the other thing is, popular speech needs no protection. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. It needs none. It's popular. Right? By nature, it doesn't need protection. It's the unpopular speech that needs to be protected. At some point, something that is popular now was unpopular previously.
Yeah.
And the only way for that idea to grow in popularity was to spread. If you start, as Blackie is pointing out, playing the umpire on some of these unpopular speech, unpopular ideas, at some point, you're going to screw humanity.
Right.
He goes on to say, "This country was built as a republic, and a republic, contrary to what a lot of people don't understand, is not a democracy. But what you have to do to create a republic, you have to create a certain amount of faith in the people. So in other words, if you have a guy that's spewing a bunch of hatred on a street corner or on a soapbox, You have to have faith in your fellow Americans that this guy is a lunatic and the vast majority of people are going to find him out and not follow him. Kind of what Nikki was saying. I want to know where the a-holes mm-hmm. are.
Yeah. Right.
But what happens is when you start limiting that speech, then, like I said, you take away the ability of people to decide for themselves. Number one, who's crazy and who isn't? But even more dangerous than that, you start appointing these umpires that tell you what you can and cannot say, and it's extremely dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard it a million times, but it bears repeating. Our system is not set up for popular speech. It's set up for unpopular speech. Lawless previously discussed his experience with the PMRC during a VIP experience question and answer session last November before Wasp's concert at the Paramount Theater in New York. At the time, he said, "It changed my life, if that's what you mean. It made me more of a recluse. Yeah, a couple thousand death threats and bomb scares and getting shot at a couple of times usually has a tendency to alter your outlook on life a little."
That's awful.
So
I didn't know it was that bad.
I'm recalling that, like, all of these religious nuts who, you know, follow the PMRC and this, like, truth about rugged blaming of the music for bad parenting,
right?
Would, you know, send letters and, like, you know, just all sorts of hate spewed at these artists.
Isn't that so ironic? It's like, okay, these are supposed to be the evil devil worshippers, but then the people of God, all these, like, Christian moms are sending them death threats.
Yeah.
And, like, telling them to kill themselves right. and all of this, like, awful things.
And there were a couple of shootings, you know, long before Dimebag Darrell and, you know, all the Pantera stuff that went down.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of a thing. He says, but also, we were exposed to extreme fame very early, and fame is kind of like this. If the table is a smorgasbord, it's like an evil genie stands down at one end of the smorgasbord and says, you can take anything you want, but if you take one thing, you have to take it all.
Yeah.
You do not get to pick and choose. So all the good stuff that you like that's on the smorgasbord, that's wonderful, but you have to take the bad stuff too. So it ends up being a life-altering experience, and one I don't think you can ever really go back from, at least I haven't been able to. In a 2004 interview with Las Vegas Mercury, Lawless spoke about having his music slammed by the PMRC, saying, as the story goes, Tipper Gore, the PMRC founding member, was walking down a hall in her house, and her 12-year-old son had Wasp's F Like a Beast. That's the name of one of their songs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's one of the Filthy 15.
It is. Playing on his stereo, and she lost her mind.
Oh.
I heard it that it was her daughter, not her son, so this is a different telling of this for me anyway. But either way. So, yeah. Kids playing a record, song F Like a Beast comes on, mom flips out, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're listening to such a filthy blah, 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 you're going
to
rot in hell.
Nobody should listen to that.
Right, you know, all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Lost her mind. He says, I don't know if it's true, but that's the story I've been told. You want to talk about sensationalism, Blackie continued. This was an organization that was seeking a platform that would help serve its own political interests. They didn't give a damn about censorship. I've spent the better part of my career trying to get people to understand that. This really is not what you think it is. They come to you like the wolf in sheep's clothing and then use you to create a frenzy, not unlike what McCarthy did with the communists and Bob Dole did with rap. This is nothing new. There's more to this story, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But first, let's go to this unscreened caller. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Peakless Mountaineer.
Hello, Mr. Mountaineer. Can't stay away from us, huh?
I just can't quit you. No, I just wanted to update you guys. It just got called the election in Argentina. It is going to be a runoff with Milei.
Nice.
Cool.
That's a huge step for somebody with libertarian, at least apparent libertarian or ANCAP leanings.
Yeah, he's it came in about 36% Massa, 30% him, and 20% the next contender, which looks to be sort of conservative. So no telling really which way that one's going to go.
So do you have any insight into what the runoff looks like in Argentina? Is it just the top two guys now go against each other in a vote-off?
Yep, it's the top two.
Okay.
So, yeah, this one they had several options and didn't get a whole lot of votes past the first three. Next one, it will just be the top two.
I like his haircut.
It is magnificent.
It's like Austin Powers.
Oh, man. Do you have
it's the Jose San Martin.
Do you have any sense of a timetable for this, Peekless?
November.
November. Oh, okay, so not it's going to come up pretty quick, huh?
Yep, pretty quick.
All right. Was there anything else of significance to that story?
No, that's really it. There's been a lot of election interference, people throwing out Malay ballots, but doesn't seem to have stopped them.
If our listeners are not familiar with this guy, I'm trying to remember how to spell his last name right as I'm talking about it, but if you go online and just look up some videos, but, you know, Argentina, Milei, is it M-I-E-L-I?
M-I-L-E-I.
M-I-L-E-I. If you just look for videos on this guy.
Javier is his first name.
Yeah, they are incredible videos, in my opinion. Stuff that I'm surprised we're seeing from somebody on a foreign platform. Like, we as libertarians are exposed to people who say the kinds of things Malay has been saying on a daily basis, particularly here in New Hampshire.
Right.
We say these things all the time here on Free Talk Live, but it is so refreshing hearing some of this come from somebody that none of us know, right? We've not hung out with. He's not been to New Hampshire near as I can tell, right? You know, all that kind of
stuff.
Same
thought.
You know, but like, yeah, he's coming from the same process, the same perspective of philosophy and freedom first. And it's very refreshing to me.
Absolutely,
anyway.
Yeah.
Well, if he's not victorious, he should move to New Hampshire. Love him here.
Welcome.
Anything else, Peekless?
Nope, that's it.
Hey, we appreciate the call, man. Thanks for the updates. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm very happy to hear that.
Me too. And I'm just making a note here and runoff. Yes, there we go. So circling back to this bit from Blackie Lawless on the PMRC and his opinion of how politicized it was. He goes on to say, you don't have to be Nostradamus to see what's going on with young people these days, he continued. Parents just don't get involved with their kids as much as they used to. Are you going to tell me that these parents at Columbine didn't know anything was going on with their kids? Hey, my mother knew what I was doing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but parents now, they don't want to take any responsibility for their children. They bring something into this world, and then when something goes wrong, they want to blame everybody else for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This past July, Wasp's previously announced 2023 U.S. tour was canceled because of back injuries suffered by Blackie Lawless during the European leg of their tour. Lawless has led Wasp as its lead vocalist and primary songwriter since the beginning. His unique brand of visual, social, and political comment took the group to worldwide heights and sold millions of records alongside a legacy of sold-out shows across the globe for four decades. Crazy. Mind you, Wasp largely did this with near zero airplay on radios as well, right? So, like, because they were controversial in their lyric writing and their subject matter and, you know, their stage shows and all that kind of stuff, no one wanted to put them on air.
And that's how you can tell really good music, like the Grateful Dead, right? Like, you don't hear the Grateful Dead on the radio, and you didn't even when they were in the 70s in their heyday, whatever.
Yep.
But they have a cult following, so these... Mm-hmm. These bands who are selling out arenas and stadiums and have these, you know, like they're very, very popular. People are buying their albums. They're buying their merch. People are just obsessed with them.
Yep.
That's real music. But the pop music you're hearing on the radio, that's just what you're being force-fed. You know, you're just driving in the car and, like, that's all that's available. Even a lot of the classic rock stations or the modern rock and roll stations, it's like... Is this music really good, or is this just what the disc jockey, or the DJ, whatever you call them these, is this just what they want me to hear, you know what I mean?
Right, it's funny, I mean, you could hear on classic radio, Tom Petty's, everything from Tom Petty up until Wildflowers, but after that he did six other albums, but you don't hear any of that on classic rock. They, I don't know what
it's
it
just
is.
Like those like four songs, right?
They cut it off or anything like you know, new Rolling Stones could come out, but yeah. they still play the stuff from the 70s. They won't play anything new.
You know, around here especially, you hear a lot of 80s hair metal. Like, that's on the classic rock stations. And it's like, is that actually good music? Or is that all we're allowed to listen to on the radio?
I really hate hair metal, glam rock, whatever you want to
so
call it.
It's so popular in this area. In New England, it's very popular.
Yeah, the only exception to that is a band called Steel Panther.
Yeah.
Because they are, well, they're making fun of it, first and foremost. They do dress as a glam band. They all the hairspray and big hair and spandex and, you know, tiger stripes and all that kind of stuff. But they are hilarious. Mm-hmm. They are a hilarious band. They are a comedy hair metal band, in my opinion. They might say different, but, like, they're the exception to the rule. I basically dislike all of the hair metal because what they did is they co-opted heavy metal and made it pop.
Yeah.
Right? They're like, oh, we got to do a pop version of this. We've got to do a pop version. Stuff like Master of Puppets, Metallica's, probably, like, if there's a thrash metal barometer, it's that album, right? Or perhaps the one before that, Ride the Lightning. But Master of Puppets went gold with zero airplay.
Yeah.
Right. None.
That's a good song. That's right? A good album.
Yeah. And so, like, but this is how perverse the mainstream is, whether it's mainstream news, mainstream, you know, music, right? The mainstream, if you will, is totally perverse because it's trying to pander to the lowest common denominator.
It's vanilla.
Very vanilla.
Yeah.
Just very vanilla. Yep. Simple melodies, right? All that kind of stuff. Whereas, you know, the whole entire thrash metal, like, some years ago, there was the Big Four tour.
Yeah.
And it was Megadeth, Metallica, Slayer, and Anthrax, I believe, were the four, right? That got a whole bunch of press, and, you know, radio stations are playing it. There's, like, subsections on rock radio stations now for heavy metal. There's several different shows called The Metal Shop.
The Metal Hour. Or
the Metal Hour, whatever it is. And so they all got airplay. But, like, in order to achieve that level of success, they had to do so without the benefit of radio airplay in a time before the Internet existed.
Yeah.
And that is a monumental
achievement.
Well,
that was all word of mouth.
That was all hustle.
Yeah.
And touring, nonstop
right. Hard
touring
work.
And hustle. 603-283-6160. Do you have anything to say about the PMRC and their effect on music? Give us a call. Let us know. Hour number three of Free Talk Live is coming up.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.